On Butterfly Island, everybody knew Stout Sam and his boat with the green sail. Sam lived together with Pip, his deckhand, on the beach, in a small hut under trees that grew the sweetest fruit on the whole island. But you can't live on fruit alone. That's why there was a sign on Sam's hut. It said, Island Transports. Pip had written the sign while Stout Sam had watched him full of admiration and growled, Shiver my timbers, boy. Those are some devilishly tricky words you're writing there. The two of them really had a lot to do. Even when it stormed so badly that the jellyfish crawled ashore, Stout Sam and Pip sailed out and took coconuts or barrels of rum or crates full of stockfish from one island to the other. Every evening, they returned to their hut, and they felt happy as they climbed into their hammocks. It was a peaceful life, and they liked it. But then, one morning, the two decided to take a walk on the beach before work. Stout Sam looked out across the sea, and Pip searched the sand for seashells. And suddenly, the waves washed up a barrel right in front of their feet. When Pip looked inside the barrel, he found a pig grunting back at him. The pig was barely bigger than a pug, and around its neck hung a gold chain with a skull and crossbones pendant. "Parrot perch and swordfish fins," said Stout Sam. "We can't leave the wee thing out here, can we, Pip?" "Out of the question," Pip answered. He lifted the little pig out of the barrel, and they took it back to the hut. They named the pig Julie, and very soon they realized what they had found was no ordinary pig. While Julie did enjoy rolling around in the mud as much as other pigs, what she loved most was to sit on the beach and look at the sea. Her favorite food was lugworms with seagrass, and when Pip and Stout Sam sailed between the islands, Julie stood right at the prow of the boat, holding her nose into the salty breeze and grunting with joy. But Julie wouldn't swim, because she was afraid of water, very afraid. One day, Julie was still quite a small piglet, Sam and Pip got the job of delivering 23 crates of coconuts to the neighboring island. And that's when it happened. Way out on the high sea, Julie suddenly began to squeal. She squealed as though a shark had gotten hold of her curly tail. Then she rushed to the old fishing net that lay bundled up next to the mast and nudged it overboard with her snout. Sam was dumbfounded. "Thundering typhoons, Julie! What a cod's name has gotten into you!" But when Pip and Sam pulled the net out of the water, it was full of gleaming gold and silver. Pip had to throw 2 crates of coconuts into the sea to make space for all the treasure.
"Well, somebody fry me a flounder," Stout Sam gasped.
He tickled Julie behind the ears and said to Pip,
"Would you believe it? Our Julie can smell treasure."
Pip was staring at the chests full of gold and gemstones. He had started to grow a little pale around the nose.
"Captain," he whispered, "I've heard that sometimes pirates catch piglets and train them to smell out treasure. You think Julie could be a pirate pig?"
Stout Sam spat into the water. "Yes. That's exactly what I think," he growled. "You know what the pirates do to such a pig when it doesn't find them enough treasure?"
Pip shook his head and put his arm around Julie.
"They stick the poor critter into a barrel and throw it overboard. That's what they do, those mean mudsnappers."
Julie pricked her ears and looked at Sam as though she could understand what he was saying.
"Ah, so that's why she has this," Pip blurted out.
He looked at Julie's pendant.
Nasty thugs!
He planted a kiss between Julie's ears and squeezed her very tight.
That won't happen again, Julie, he said. You can count on that. 100%, Stout Sam agreed.
And with that, they finally sailed on to their destination.